It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Drug manufacturer Eli Lilly announced last week it'll invest $3 billion to expand a manufacturing facility in Pleasant Prairie. That's in Kenosha County.
This would be the biggest investment the company has made outside its home state of Indiana.
According to the company, construction of the new facility will create about 2,000 jobs, and the plant itself will hire 750 people.
Samantha Kirkman is county executive for Kenosha County. County Executive Kirkman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on. This is an exciting time for Kenosha County. We have a lot of things happening here, and obviously the largest one and most historic so far is this announcement by Lilly to invest $4 billion in their expansion and overall to Kenosha County. Very, very exciting time.
And I mentioned those numbers, 750 jobs for the plant itself, 2,000 construction jobs. Put that in context of how big a deal is that for Kenosha County?
This is huge. Right now, over the past decade, we've added about 13,000 jobs in Kenosha County. So just adding another 750 family-supported, skilled jobs is critical to our area.
And those jobs at the plant, they say about a half would be a four-year degree, a half would be high school or two-year degree. I know in some communities around Wisconsin, there are problems with having enough workforce to meet current job demand. Is this something that Eli Lilly will have to import people, in effect, to Kenosha County to fill these positions?
Yeah, workforce is one of those challenges that we face, but it's working together with our local educational partners, both at the high school level and the two-year degree Gateway Technical College system here in our area, and then our higher educational facilities that we have. We have UW Parkside, Carthage College, and Herzing University. And then where we're located, we are the gateway to Wisconsin, located between, you know, Chicago and Milwaukee. So we have access to a lot of higher educational facilities as well, and people. And again, they're coming here instead of leaving the county. 20 years ago, when you would have talked to one of my predecessors, that's what we would have talked about. Our largest employer was south of the border. Now our largest employers are here in Kenosha County. And I'm hopeful that Lilly will become one of those.
When people hear about a big development coming into a community, they might think, well, wait a minute, are we paying for it? There is some state input. I don't know if the details have been released yet on that. Is the county itself providing incentives to Eli Lilly for this expansion?
No, I mean, we're a partnership here. We have a lot of great amenities, our infrastructure that have been put in. Those are the things that attracted Lilly here and our workforce. I had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Ricks last week, and he is really excited about those opportunities, you know, infrastructure, workforce, and getting the building up and operational as soon as we can.
But some state support for this in the works?
Again, I appreciate that Governor Evers and the WEDC team have been working together with Lilly to have those opportunities. And again, I look forward to hearing about them in the future. But again, I'm not aware of them now.
Talking about a planned Eli Lilly investment and expansion in Kenosha County. Samantha Kirkman is with us, county executive there. Land acquisition. Eli Lilly has purchased some land in the area to expand out into. What is the footprint of this project looking like?
So they made their purchase of a Nexus research and development drug manufacturer that built that building back between 2017 and 2019. And so that is their main footprint right now. They are purchasing some land just to the west of there in the village of Bristol. So the original facility is in Pleasant Prairie. And now the second phase will be in the village of Bristol. So again, all located in Kenosha County and looking forward to this impact.
Some of our media colleagues in the region have quoted some farmers concerned about, hey, great, all this expansion, more jobs and stuff, but they're worried about development encroaching on farmland, maybe eminent domain being used in the future. What do you say to people concerned about, you know, the rural character of parts of the county and concerns about the future of their farms?
Kenosha County, we're, you know, located on Lake Michigan on this busy I-94 corridor. So along the interstate, that area is building up because of the proximity between Chicago and Milwaukee. We do have a lot of rural further west, and it is one of those challenges, the land use challenges that we have. But working together, hopefully we can find a balance between, you know, the economic development and the rural characteristics. Again, we still have a lot of agriculture or farming going on in Western Kenosha County, and working together with our farmers is an important thing.
There have been hopes in various parts of Wisconsin that certain kinds of developments might lead to clusters of industries, health, a big one, health sciences and online health tools in the Madison area and beyond. Do you see this Eli Lilly expansion maybe having a wider impact, bringing more pharmaceutical related businesses to the region?
I do want to preface this and say this is a regional tech hub that we have down in our area. There are pharmaceutical companies just south of the border. And again, I think that this is just playing into that, where we can have the R&D, the research and development, and the manufacturing for pharmaceuticals that will help keep our country healthy and safe going forward. And again, I look forward to Lilly's expansion in the future and hearing about their future opportunities that they may have.
You mentioned the various higher education institutions in the county and the nearby region. What are you hoping for when it comes to taking local folks there, getting them trained up, and having them be the ones getting the first crack at jobs, maybe at Eli Lilly, maybe at whatever spillover effects it might have?
This is really important. I have children that are in college and then heading into college, and I really want them to have the opportunity to come back here to Kenosha County to have these high-skilled, high-paying, family-supporting jobs in the future. This is really what's important when you look long range, of how this area has grown over the past 20 plus years, what the visions were of my predecessor in this going forward, how local government is working together with state and federal partners. It's a collaborative effect that helps. And that's what I think the business community is looking for, is they're looking for community partners, local government partners that are working together to help, you know, have these shovel ready spots where they can just step into and build.
Recent news from your neighbors in Racine County, this big Microsoft data hub on part of the originally planned Foxconn development. Do you see yourself as a partner with, you know, other counties in the region, municipal governments maybe outside the borders of Kenosha County, but, you know, on the same team as opposed to, hey, we're fighting to get this project on our side of that county line?
We have been working together since I've been in this role 3 years ago. County exec, former county exec, the late county exec, Jonathan Delgrave, and I from Racine. Again, we really had a strong partnership, and I look forward to working with the new county exec once they're elected in Racine County coming up in the next week or two. Also, working over the border, just yesterday I met with the county board chair in McHenry County, Illinois, because I think it is a regional area where we have to put our differences aside and look for things that we can work together on to make our area stronger, be it workforce, infrastructure, you name it. We need to work together because that's what makes our community stronger.
You've mentioned infrastructure a couple of times, saying a lot of it's in place. Obviously, a big new development. Are there improvements that will need to be made by the county or the locals or with state help?
Where they're located, actually, a lot of those infrastructure developments have already been made by the previous businesses that have come in. But we'll tackle those issues. I don't know necessarily specifics if looking at their plans going forward. Again, as that area develops, might we have to do more? Yes. But right now, I think the area has been pretty well developed.
Now, we've got this announcement from Eli Lilly. What is the timeline for shovels to hit the ground and eventually for this plant to be opened? Well, according to current plans, of course, these things could change over time.
And I know that they are looking forward to getting the shovels in the ground as soon as they can. We weren't given specifics last week, but look forward to working with their team as it goes forward.
And then looking beyond this Eli Lilly project, what are some of the other things you and your colleagues and partners in Kenosha County looking at when it comes to economic development?
Well, just last week, we had the announcement of 1,000 homes getting access to internet. Now, again, that had been started about 2 years ago, but now we've had the addition of those homes onto high-speed internet. Looking forward to doing more because we do know when people have access to internet that also they can work and play better at home, making our area more attractive as well.
You know, I hear from communities big and small around the state concerns about housing availability and affordability, and that actually being a hindrance to employers. Like, hey, we can't find places for our workers to live. Give us a snapshot in our last minute or so in Kenosha County. What is the housing availability scene like there?
Working with our Kenosha Area Business Alliance on a task force just to look at that very issue of where there are barriers, where we can work together as local units of government to streamline procedures that may be antiquated or outdated, so that we can help people get into their homes, be it if they want to rent. Some of this younger generation doesn't necessarily want a house. They want to be able to walk into something, not necessarily maintain it. But then also having those, you know, single family housing units for those who want to start their families and have a different that type of housing. So again, working with the team from our planning and development, along with our community partners to really tackle that particular issue.
And briefly, is there something your former colleagues in the state legislature might be able to do to help on that housing situation?
I know that when we have recommendations, we will be taking those to Madison to ask our friends up there for help when we have those recommendations. Very important issue.
County Executive Kirkman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That's Samantha Kirkman, County Executive in Kenosha County. We've been talking about this planned expansion from Eli Lilly, a few billion dollars on the table in their current plans, aiming for 750 jobs, a couple thousand construction jobs. Hey, if you live in Kenosha County, love to hear from you. What is your reaction to these plans, concerns, questions about it? Let us know. Email WisconsinToday@WPR.org. That's WisconsinToday@WPR.org.